Good afternoon, everybody, and I'm delighted to be back on You Can Cook Too. I'm Patricia Casey, and as you know, I'm a psychiatrist. I'm not a professional chef or a cook. I'm not trained in any way. I just like doing it, and I collect recipes wherever I go. And this watermelon Greek salad is one from Waitrose's, and it serves about 4 to 6 people. And I generally put it on a plate in the middle of the table as a starter and let people take it as they want. I'll go through the ingredients first. You need red onion. You need watermelon, cucumber, pitted olives, feta cheese, extra virgin olive oil, red wine vinegar, and if you don't have that, just use any kind of wine vinegar, mint leaves, and oregano. Ideally, fresh oregano, but it's very difficult to get and quite expensive, so dried is almost just as good. Now, the reason we use wine vinegar in this is because the addition of wine to vinegar, either white wine or red wine, in my opinion, slightly softens the flavour of the vinegar. Malt vinegar, the white distilled vinegar is very harsh on the palate. This slightly softens it all. In addition, the fresh herbs, I did it once with fresh oregano and the flavour was absolutely gorgeous. I did it with the dried oregano as well and it was less good. It was still very nice. Don't get me wrong, but the fresh oregano added such an explosion of flavour that it really worked well. So what you do is you slice the red onion, half a red onion, finely, and you put it in water, put it into cold water and leave it to soak while you're preparing the other ingredients. That's a trick I discovered just very recently, but it does reduce the pungency of the onions. So you chop your half red onion, put it into water and put it aside. You take half a melon and you carve it and cut it into chunks. Cut away the skin. You don't serve the skin with it. You then take the cucumber and you cut that in slices and then you further cut it in half. So you can, a simple way to do it is half it lengthwise first of all and then chop it into slices. Some people scoop out the seeds. I don't because I like the seeds, but I know the traditional Greek salad does have the middle scooped out. And so you put that on top of the sliced watermelon. Then you get the olives. You get 20 pitted olives and you cut them in half or tear them in half and throw them over it. And then your 100 grams of feta cheese. Now, I was discussing this recipe with somebody earlier today. And he said he didn't like feta, what would he do? So I would suggest that in the interests of people's taste, you could get the feta, crumble it, but put it into a separate dish. And if people want to use it, they can crumble it over afterwards. You then come back to your olive, to your red onion, which you've had soaking in water, and you dry that with a kitchen towel and you add it to the salad. And then over that, you get 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, which you pour over it. You pour over 4 tablespoons of red wine vinegar or any other wine vinegar. And then you, on top of that, put the mint leaves, which have been shredded, 5 mint leaves, and 1/4 teaspoon of dried oregano. And if you're using fresh oregano, use about 3/4 teaspoon. Because, as you know, fresh herbs are less strong than dried herbs. And you mix the whole lot together. And you serve it as a starter. I was cooking it recently for a dinner party and I sent my son out to get me some watermelon. He obviously isn't following his mother's footsteps because he came back with ordinary melons and it didn't really work as well. You do need the watermelons. The feta cheese, though, as I say, is the big stumbling block for people who don't like it. So either check beforehand that they do, in which case you mix the feta in. And that's actually quite nice because the feta will take up some of the flavours while it's sitting on the table waiting for people to arrive. They don't like it, you can just put it into a bowl separately. Now, that's a Greek salad and all things Greek. I love Greek music and I love Greek singers. And this, the music I've chosen to accompany this is a song. The song is sung by a Greek singer, but she sang it in the Eurovision for Luxembourg and she won in 1972. And you've probably guessed that it's Vicky Leandros. Now, Vicky Leandros is an interesting woman in herself because aside from being a singer all these years, apart from a short period where she was looking after her family, she has had a career in music the whole time. And in fact, she has an Irish connection in that she recorded some songs with Chris de Burgh in 2000. But she went into politics for a while. I don't know for what party, but it was in Greece, and she was a councillor for the city of Piraeus, and she was charged with developing their historical and cultural history and tourist sites. But she gave that up because she said she wasn't aware of how difficult politics was and how it competed for her time with her family. So she gave that up in favour of her family. And then for a while she was deputy mayor. That must have been sometime after that. She had a difficult childhood, or an unusual childhood, in that she was brought up by her grandmother in Greece. Her father went to Germany to expand his career, and then she moved to live with her father in Germany after her parents' marriage broke up. So I don't think she spent too much time with her mother. She's very close to her father, and he became her manager. And in fact, her second name, Leandros, was her father's first name. So they seem to have a very close relationship, and she seems, despite her unusual childhood and upbringing, she seems to have turned out a well-rounded, very successful woman with three lovely children. And I love Vicky Leandros, and I love the song, and it's got a sort of personal memories for me, because in another existence, when I used to sing in pubs and clubs and such like, this was a regular, and people always loved it because people knew the words and knew the music. And it's one where you can sing your heart out at the top of your voice and you'll get an even louder clap. Here it goes, Après Toi by Vicky Leandros.
Le sourire d'une autre, je voudrais, mais ne peux t'en vouloir. Désormais, tu vas m'oublier. Ce n'est pas de ta faute, et pourtant, tu dois savoir. Je fais ma vie, si je tiens la promesse qui unit deux êtres pour toujours, après toi.